The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
I'm going to teach you about what? Giving. Come on, say it loud and clear. Say giving. Say it again. Say giving. Come on, say it with joy and gladness. Praise God. All right. So we want to look at the principles of kingdom giving. All right. Kingdom giving, or you may title it Giving the Bible Way. Amen. So basically there are different forms of giving the Bible Way. I'm just going to help you highlight a few, and then so we have the giving of offerings. Giving of offerings. Then we have giving of tithes. Alright? That's giving the Bible Way. We give our offerings and then we give our tithes. And then we have giving of first fruit. We have giving of first fruit. Then we have giving to the poor. We have giving to the poor. Then we have sacrificial giving. All right? Sacrificial giving. So I'm just going to try to highlight quite a few things. Is that okay? And then show you. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. One of the things I've decided I'm going to have to do in the next couple of weeks is to touch the devil where it really pains him. Is that okay? Yeah. So, and you too can join me in doing that. All right. So we're going to do that together. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Then we're going to look from verse 6. It says, but I say, 2 Corinthians 9 from verse 6. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. Then, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, always having all sufficiency in all things, things may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. So giving is good works. When you give, you are doing a good work. So what does it mean to give? To give means to release. Alright? If you give somebody something, it means you are releasing it to the person. Somebody, you hear people say, I will give you slap. It means I'm going to release my right hand of fellowship. Amen. Praise God. When we were in secondary school, my elder brother used to be very wicked. So, one day, he told somebody, we had closed, that I'm going to give you 50 naira. Yeah. It's not this 50 naira, it's paper, the other one. So he told the guy, he said, I'm going to give you this money, but he had this pool ball, the snooker, the ball. So he said, when I threw it up and you nod it, then I will give you this money. So that is what it means to give grudgingly. So of course, when he threw it up and the guy nodded the ball, he couldn't even take the money because he was busy in pains. So God should not have to go through pain for you to give well. Alright, so he who gives, he who sows bountifully, sparingly, will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully. Those words there, I'm not sure, because Father Abraham just used to read them for us in a very fast way. So let's look at another word for the word sparingly and the word bountifully. Is that okay now? So, now, Message translation says, a stingy planter gets stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. So when we sow sparingly, it means that it is not just about the amount. It is about the proportion. Let me say this to you. You don't give by certain amount. You give by the proportion of the blessings of God upon your life. Is that okay now? And then scripture is saying, and this is where believers miss it. When you give, what you think is that what you have given has gone out. But what you are not seeing is that what you have given has been planted. And so that's why people give and then have no expectation. And it is the expectation of the righteous that will not be cut short. Is that okay now? What I'm saying, is this simple enough? When you give, you should know that what you have given has not left you. What you have given is a voice for tomorrow. Alright? Alright? So it is according to proportion. Meaning that as God lifts you, as God blesses you, increase your proportion of giving. This is one subject matter I have not single-handedly taught since Sphere of Light Church started. I mentioned them in passing, but I'm going to devote the couple of weeks to show you, all right, how we should give. So, another translation says that if a farmer plants only few seeds, it will not get much result. So, when we give, we are planting seeds. Tell your neighbor, we are planting seeds. Say it again, we are planting seeds. Say it again, we are planting seeds. Say it again, we are planting seeds when we give. And then, don't do it as though God has not blessed you, because scripture says that it is God who gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So, usually, I ask myself, why should I not give? Let me give you an example. If somebody gives a seed and they say, Pastor, this is a seed of 100,000 naira. Alright, I have an impulse in my heart to give 50,000 naira to the Lord. Now, the question is, what if that fellow, now, while you are arguing with that 50,000, what if that fellow gave you 20,000? Is this simple enough, the analogy? It is God who gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Isaiah 55 verse 10. He's the one that gives seed to the sower. Then you give according to what you have decided in your heart. Meaning that if your heart is not right, your giving cannot be right. One of the things I prayed about before my wife came was that God, number one, I had many prayer points, five precisely. But three major ones, I'm just going to tell you two now then. Some other time I'll tell you the other one. Is that God will give me a wife who is a mother, who will love the people the way he loves them and the way he has helped me to love them. Then number two, God will bless me with a wife who is a giver. All right? Because once you marry a stingy fellow, then the family is going to be broke for a long time. So have you seen people that anytime their husband or their wife want to do a project? Yeah, I'm not saying you should not calculate. I've taught you many things, so I can teach you this balance. Am I correct? Good. they fight it. All right? They fight it. And that's because the heart is not right. Your heart has to be right for your giving to be right. All right? Look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. Let's start reading from verse 12. For if there is a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you be burdened, but by an equality, that now this time your abundance may supply their lack. Alright? And their abundance may supply your lack. Alright? Are you seeing that verse 12? For if there is first a willing mind, meaning that as a Christian, you must develop that mindset. You must be excited when it comes to giving. Say it, I'm excited when it comes to giving. Say it again, I'm excited when it comes to giving. Say it again, I'm excited when it comes to giving. I am happy about it. I have people in this church who are excited about giving. Yeah. Some of them come to church and observe people that there is a need in their lives, and then they begin to help them meet the need. They are happy. What I found out is that those who give with excitement always have. You know, the culture in Africa, it can be a very dangerous culture. People believe that once you give, it is because you have. So why shouldn't you give me? So it makes it difficult for people to want to help people. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. But people give not because they have too much, but because they have a heart. And once that heart is intact and that heart is fine, then you'll be a giver. And one of the ways you know you are a fantastic giver is that you are an excited giver. Huh? And it is not grudgingly. So the day you don't have, you honestly don't have. But when you do have, then you have. You know, I like to do something like, in those days on campus, when the kind of money you don't usually have comes to your hand, you just tell your friends that, let me take you out. And then you take them to Mommy Favor. Huh? And you buy rice. That excitement that comes, so like I'm giving you instance, that the day the blessing of God comes, you are excited to meet a need. You are excited to meet the needs of God. You see, there are very few people. Many people ask God for things, but there are few people that ask God, what do you want? Are you following what I'm telling you here? So I have a culture, and because I also have the life of investment, so I know the balance and running businesses and all that. All right? Like I told you, that you have to give in such a way that you can remain a giver. So get the principles right. God gives seed to the sower, and then he gives bread to the eater. Is it simple enough? Yes. So the seed God gives to the sower is going to show you in your heart what he's requesting from you. If you have the ability to give more than what you are giving, and you are giving lesser than the ability, then you are giving sparingly. Are you following what I'm telling you here now? Now, this is the balance. No ministry should have to cast their eyes on someone or people and say, hey, no, all right? Because people have things they are dealing with under their clothes. So now we are talking about a matter in your heart between you and God. Is that okay now? Say it, between me and God. Say it again between me and God. In your heart. Alright, that you can bear witness in your heart of heart that God has indeed blessed me to give beyond this. So, either when you give sparingly or when you give bountifully, it's not according to the amount you are giving, but according to your capacity, the proportion God has blessed you with. Alright, so you must understand that God wants us to give. Alright, He wants us to give. Proverbs 21 verse 26 says that the righteous gives without sparing. Proverbs 21 verse 26. Can you give us that scripture? Yeah. He covereth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spare not. Alright? We give lavishly. We give without restraint. And when giving is a culture, then receiving will be a lifestyle. And let me say this, that the fundamental foundation of our giving must be undying love for God. Undying love for God. That's the foundation. Look at what Paul said to the Corinthians. I think we, in 2 Corinthians 9:11. 2 Corinthians 9:11. 2 Corinthians 9:11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth, through us, thanksgiving to God. Yeah. So we are enriched to give bountifully. God is not blessing you so you can indulge. Indeed, when God bless you, He wants you to enjoy. Amen? Say it, God wants me to enjoy. Now, you are not saying it loud and clear enough. Because this is the extreme part. You can get to a point where you don't even believe that God wants you to enjoy. Where you begin to feel guilty for enjoying. When I have to give, I give. Are you following what I'm saying? So if I decide to take my wife to Dubai for vacation, don't say, God. Say it, God. You didn't say it well. Wants me to enjoy. But the purpose of receiving is for kingdom advancement. Period. Is that okay now? Good. So God wants you to enjoy. So when He increases you, your life becomes better. True or not true? Talk to me now. Talk to me. Because some of you are very wicked to your own destinies. Very, very wicked people. You eat the kind of things that even the devil is asking why. And they have the money. They have the money. They will never buy meat. Mama, all the time. That's what they buy. Alright? Don't give emotionally. Give by revelation. Is that okay now? Now, what is the balance between that? Because I have a culture. The culture is everyone should give according to what he has proposed in his heart. So if what I have proposed in my heart based on what is available is 100,000 and you tell me, I know you have more, I know you can do this, speak from that moment till next year. What I have is 100,000. Because we don't borrow to give. You don't take loan to give. Is that okay now? Don't live in loans. Hey, if I get text message that so-and-so is a chronic criminal, this. Don't live like that though. In fact, live below your means. and engage your hands. Because when it comes to this issue, now people get emotional. But can I talk to you? If you are going to be someone who is going to be wealthy, you cannot be emotional towards financial intelligence. If you pay a rent this year, and you don't want to borrow to pay the rent next year, then you've got to have a plan. If you don't have a plan in between, then you are going to suffer the consequence. And when you have a plan, the money that is coming from the plan must be planned towards something. You can't just sit down there and believe that by the time it's time to pay the rent, it is going to show up. How? Or when the major needs come, you have to be financially intelligent. When God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, did he say you must eat all the bread? And you will live from hands to mouth? One of the things I've learned is that there's no reward for giving to foolish people. You have to be financially wise. I spend the least when more money comes in. Let me tell you the principle. When you don't have a vision, every money looks much. When you have a vision, every money looks small. The reason why you have 100,000 in your account and you feel, oh, it's because you don't have a vision. And all of you seated here, if your account is used to being, some of you, your account can even be in zero and you are proud to say it, then you don't have any plan. You've got to start learning to work things out. Is that okay now? Is that simple enough? He that should not work should not eat. I gave you a very financial, serious, prophetic financial advice, but you people didn't take it. That you want to break through, stop cutting with anybody. Because as long as you have the things you could have bought freely given to you, you will never work for it. Just propose in your heart, and then you too start buying full stuff and buy. Then you will know that this 50,000, I can invest it into this. Do you know somebody can get 50,000 and invest it into fantastic ties and bring them to church, colored socks, and tell people that these are very nice stuffs and make them clean? The problem is that you are very complacent. The way you are relaxed, you think you have billions. Very relaxed. You are not taking opportunities around what I'm saying. Very relaxed. Because you have allowed this city to swallow you up. Check the city. 9 o'clock. People are still trying to open their shop. That means every believer have the opportunity to have made money before they even wake up. And somebody is not doing anything and is waking up and stretching by 9:30. And it's not like any money is yielding for you overnight. My God. And you just believe suddenly things will just change. Now lie. If I bless you, it is so that God can bless the seed you have put upon the earth. Not say will bless idleness. If anybody tells you that one day somebody is just going to come in, if that's how you define favor, that you can just be busy doing the stupid things, somebody will just come and just give you an amount. God does not channel resources towards foolishness. It finances the visions in your heart. What vision do you have? How will 1 million naira look to you? Because 1 million is not a big deal. Are you aware? I said 1 million is not a big deal. This year, I sold my car. Where's Baba Remo? Because, I was borrowing his car and mixing with Uber. And I told my wife, allow me to sell this car. And I invested the money. I added some more money to it. It will amaze you how much I've made. Nobody laid hands on me. So you can come to church and we lay hands on you. You go back home very broke. Please sit down. Nobody laid hands on me. Amen. I said nobody laid hands on me. That's why I said money is not spiritual. You better wake up. If not, your children will suffer. And they can hate the God you are serving because you don't have sense. I know you don't like that, but it's true. And I'm not apologetic about it. I'm your pastor. I should talk to you. If you eat all your salary, then you have no plan. In everything that comes, let there be something to invest. The secret of wealth is not savings, it's investment. And some people are spending more than those who have. See, let me tell you this. In case you don't know, me, I know. In case you have watched and asked why, I know. How many of you have noticed that this is the only shoe I wear whenever I wear native? If you have noticed, let me see your hands up. Raise it up. You think I don't have money to buy shoes? You think I don't have money to buy shoes? I do, of course. Or you think you call pity me and say, Papa, take shoe. I can't buy my shoes. I don't just feel, if there's anything on my mind is how to get somebody who is producing shoes and then open a place and tell the person to work and buy all the materials and I pay the person. If there's anything I buy expensively, I like to be the producer. I don't like to buy stuffs. I told my wife when first time we bought chicken for Christmas, I said, this is the last time we are buying chicken. How will I buy chicken 5,000? The next Christmas, we are the ones that are selling over 1,000 chicken. If you sell 1,000 chicken, that's over 5 million naira. Some of you have family lands. And you are here sitting down and sleeping like a Nicodemus. You can't pay somebody there to plant tomatoes and all that. Let me tell you something. There's going to be scarcity soon. So start planting. So you can be able to give more. If not, you'll be hungry whenever you talk about giving. Just be hungry and angry. I'm still going to talk about the matter that they say pastors are the ones that eat often. 21 misconceptions. We're going to get there. And I'm going to talk. I'm not a pastor that will tell you that I don't do business. I do business. Some of you need to come and buy land after this conversation. So when I enter prayer room, I don't just pray or read the Bible. I also plan. And I place it before God to bless it. If you are teaching in a school, plan how to get out. If you are selling stuff, plan how to upgrade. You have to plan it. You can't leave yourself planless and just say, God is going to take me out of it. How? Are you following what I'm telling you here? Hey, if you hear me, say, I hear you. So failure to understand this have made people angry when they hear giving. So, have so that you will not be hungry when you hear giving. Is that okay? You'll be happy when you have. You'll be happy when you hear giving. If pastor is saying people don't give, you know that's not you. Amen? And the secret of wealth is not hustling. No. We walk from rest. That doesn't mean you walk from sleeping. No. You walk from rest. That is, you are not trying to hustle and bustle around and toil. No. You are strategic plan is coming, thinking. You're understanding it and you know what to do. You know, that's one of the, and Papa mentioned that in the meeting we attended yesterday, one of the signs of the blessing. You know what to do. Hey, some of you, if I give you 100,000, you don't know what to do with it. You see, so even if I call you now and say, oh, I bless you 500,000, it's not a blessing because you don't know what to do with it. No money is a blessing until you have a plan. Are you following what I'm telling you here? So people who don't have it with their 10 fingers, people who have it carefully. You are earning 25,000 every weekend, you are going out. You are eating your future. That girl too doesn't have sense. Because she should tell you less plan because she knows what you are earning. That's how you know you are marrying a wife. The money you eat per weekend is more than 30% of your salary. How will you marry her successfully? That is, you are roasting the fish for the eater of the fish. I found out that even in church, you can help people roast fish. Forget about, can't let nobody deceive you that is church. Things they happen, oh guy. Better wake up. Babu. Wake up. I try to convince my wife every time that, hope you know I'm not a stingy man. So if I have to be convincing her, then you know that I'm a well-planned guy. Yeah. You have to plan your way to abundance and more giving. Is that okay? The problem is that Christians just think that you can be doing nonsense and door will just open. It's not true. So scripture says that give, it will be given to you. Press down. If you give to your stomach, you'll give back to the toilet. Press down. I'm very concerned because many Christians have eaten their future. So when we say God bless their future, you see it's their stomach that everything is buried inside. Hey, you've got to learn how to be in a straight because there's a vision. Oh God, I don't know how well to say this. Tell your neighbor, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hey, wake up. You are just walking around the street every day. Hey, stand up everybody. Let me talk to you. Stand. What I'm telling you is that the prayers coming from here is not powerful enough to change the life of an idle man. Are you following what I'm telling you here? It is not powerful enough. So, listen to me. This is the reason why people get angry. You pack everything you have and come and drop on the altar and you think that will cover up for planning. No, you are going to be broke throughout the month. Shalakata da 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 da. You've not heard this, right? You are going to be broke. So as you are giving, you have compartment where you're also investing and trusting God to multiply it. Say, I hear you. Say it again, say, I hear you. Are you following what I'm telling you here? So I love to give more than enough. So I love to invest well. So I give, then I invest. Any little money now, you say Bokoto Shahama. Any little money, Bokoto Shahama. I know by next week I'm going to continue from the issue of tithe. Well, you see, this issue of tithe, how you want to give tithe if you don't get now? Just write down, what is your tithe monthly? How are you surviving? So you've got to plan. I don't just like to talk about the issue of giving without talking about how to also live fine. I'm not saying that you should now put all your strength on your own energy, but I'm saying that you can actually be hardworking and yet working from rest. Yeah. Is that okay? You can be hardworking and yet working from what? Rest. Is that okay now? If you don't know how to make, let money work for you when you are asleep, you will work all the days of your life and you work till you die. And I want you to pray and say that, God, open my eyes and show me the secret of wealth. Please pray. Please pray. Open my eyes and show me. Now, you are not praying like one who is even tired. You are praying like after this prayer, you have billions in your account and you are so fine. Things are well. Pray it loud and clear. Show me the secret of wealth. It is not about toiling. It's not about jumping from pillar to post. There are things that if I should do right, I will get unbelievable results. I trust you for those results. Show me, Lord. There are secrets that when it comes to the heart of men, there's going to be prosperity. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. So let me counsel you that when you want to give from a good heart. All right? So I'm still going to talk to you because the last part of this teaching will be giving towards the cause of the gospel. Just calculate your own offering and tithe and don't believe the next person is doing better. That's how to think. So what is happening is that there are very few individuals who understand the purpose of giving and give much. But it is very possible not to have a heart for giving. Hey, a believer can be very stingy. True or not true? So when I say that, I know you have a heart for giving. It is just a way I keep my mind sane as a pastor. It is not true that you all have a heart for giving. There are few of you who does. There are many others who don't care. They don't live a planned life. Even offering is not planned. Even tithe. Scarcely do they do it faithfully. It is possible to be here and you are still looking for one doctrine that tells you that tithing is not right. It doesn't matter where you are listening from. If this is the place where God feeds you spiritually, then you send your tithe. And don't think you are doing God a favor when you give tithe. You are doing yourself a favor. So by next week, I'm going to spend time talking much into the subject of tithing. All right, and I can tell you for free that if we don't prepare strategically, there's going to be trouble. And one of the ways to be strategic is to understand the secret of wealth by people who wield wealth as a kingdom weapon. Not people who get small change and start smoking and start drinking and start clubbing. If you have those tendencies, you need to be well cooked before money comes. If not, you'll be a nuisance. Are you following what I'm telling you here? So don't you ever think that you are doing God a favor by giving. No. If you don't give, God will raise people who do it. You can be here and cry because you are broke. There are dangerous things you may be capable of doing when little change comes. Don't be that kind of Christian. Is it clear enough? And God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.